This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite games and some brand new ones that are being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Hi, welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match. Warm up they should, because the team that outpoints the other one is going to have an opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Warm up time is over. Contestants, you ready to play Starcade? Let's go. Here we go. Let's go. This is where it all happens. Welcome. Nice to have you here in the studio. And here are our contestants. Let's start with on the right. Your name, sir?
I'm Robbie Beasley.
Robbie Beasley or just Robbie Beasley?
Robbie.
Robbie Beasley. Robbie, nice to see you. And your name?
Sean Beasley.
Sean, what does Robbie do for a living?
He works for a place. I can't.
My gosh. What do you do for a living, Robbie?
I'm a systems planning engineer for a large company.
You don't know either. Okay. Let's meet our other players. Your name?
Stephanie Pennington.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
All right.
Good. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. You like fifth grade?
Yeah.
All right. And your name?
I'm Nova Pennington.
Nova. What is it that Stephanie does that just drives you crazy?
She talks to me all the time.
All right. We're glad to meet all of you. The four of you have been matched up based on your ability in playing today's games. And one of these teams is going to have a chance to win a fabulous video arcade game. Today's game is Tron. Shake hands now. Let's all go over and play Starcade. Here we go. Let's go. Kevin, while they're getting set, how about describing today's five games?
Okay, Jeff. Game number one, Buck Rogers, A Journey into the Future. Game two today is Time Pilot, A Flight Through Time. Number three today, Xevious, The Challenge of a Lifetime. In slot number four today, Bagman, A Race for Money. And game five is Gyrus, A Perilous Quest for Home.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, those are today's five games, and both teams have had a chance to play them before today's show. I'll tell both the Beasleys and the Penningtons that we have a mystery game. If you pick that mystery game in the first three games, you're going to win a valuable prize. Now, the mystery game, of course, is one of those five games, and Kevin will whisper the name of the mystery game to our home audience.
Today's mystery game is Buck Rogers.
That's it. That's the mystery game. I'm going to ask you a question. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer the question correctly, you'll pick our first game. The person who buzzes in must be the one who answers. Both ready? Hands on buzzers. When your car is at jump speed in the game Bump and Jump, what words flash on the screen? A. Yes?
Jump it.
Jump it. No, that's wrong. The two choices were A, jump okay, and B, jump now. The answer was jump okay, and the Beasleys, you didn't have to do anything to get a chance here to pick the game. Who's going to pick the game?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, which game would you like to play first,
Let's
Robbie?
Play Sirius. How do you say it?
Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Gyrus. I don't even know either. Gyrus is the game. It's a wild game. You're going to love that. And Kevin, tell us how to play Gyrus.
It is black and cold, and we long only for Earth, almost 3 billion miles away. Then suddenly from the blackness comes a distant glow, a speck of light in the center of the universe, and they are upon us again, the forces of the evil Idioclan Empire. We can only dodge and fire, destroying those we can, as we continue our journey back, back to Earth and home and light, back aboard the only thing we now call home, the spaceship Gyrus.
Yes, back to Santa Rosa, Kevin. All right. All right, you picked Gyrus, Robbie. Now, who's going to play?
I am.
You're going to play. Is he good at it?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out in just a second. You have 50 seconds to play, but the only help I can give you with this is watch out and don't get hit by anything, okay?
All right.
All right, you get ready to play. Sean, come on over here. Come on over here. You can egg him on from this side. All right, get ready, get set, play. Keep moving and keep firing. Watch out. Yeah, that's it. Good. Out burning the yellow. Firing, 40 seconds. Good, good watch. Whoa, good move. Yeah, doing fine. Doing fine. 30 seconds left. Watch out. Good block in the background. Good shot. All right. 19 seconds. A lot of points being scored. 15 seconds left. Playing great, Robbie. 10 seconds left. You get another warp. Maybe time to make some more points. Yes, keep firing. $400 points. Boy, where have you been spending your time, Robbie?
At the arcade. He drags me there.
I bet you have. Okay, go on back. Let's see how our next team does. Here comes Stephanie and Nova. Come on down, you guys. Now turn around just right around here so we can talk to you a little bit. That's it. Well, how'd you think they did?
Ah!
Who's going to play, Stephanie? You or Nova?
She did.
Nova, you're going to play, okay? You've been spending your time at the arcades, too?
Yeah, right.
Well, we wish you good luck with Gyrus. Just keep moving the way he did and fire, and you have 50 seconds. Okay, Stephanie, you come over here. Nova, you get ready, get set, play. Keep moving, keep firing. Look out for the yellow, the bombs coming at you. Good move, keep firing. Whoa, got hit. You have another rocket coming up. There you go. There you are. Keep moving. Got you. Yeah, that's good. Whoa, got you again. 25 seconds. 2 seconds. That's it for you. Unfortunately, you got shot down 3 times, but you got 2,800 points. The score right now, Beasley, 7,400 points. The Pennington's 2,800 points. And we'll be back in a minute to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Scorecast.
Grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Tron. Enter a world of dazzling energy and light, a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes. The world of Tron, furnished by Midway Manufacturing. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. All right, Beasley's and Pennington's. Let's check the score right now and see how we're standing. Beasley's, you have a score right now of 7,400. Pennington's, 2,800. So that's the way we stand. Robbie and Sean, you are in the lead, but I'll remind you there's still one more game to be played in this round. The total score on both games will determine who gets to play the Name the Game board. I'm going to ask you a question again. First one to buzz in gets to answer it. And Pennington's, I would say you want to get the answer to this question because you probably want to choose the game here. You need some points. Here's the question. What is the first floating object in the river traffic of the game Frogger? Is it A, logs, or B, turtles? Okay, you're first in, Stephanie.
A.
A? Logs? No, it is B, turtles. Sorry. Too bad, and that means Beasley's once again choose the game. By the way, I just let you know that since both parents played the game last time, both kids will play it this time. Go ahead. Pick a game, and the mystery game is still to be found.
Bagman.
Bagman! No mystery sounds. That's not the mystery game, but it's a heck of a game, and Kevin will tell us about it.
In this game, the money is yours for the taking. Grab it up and hurry to the waiting wheelbarrow on the surface and plunge into the mine for more. Defend yourself with the pickaxe or hop aboard a passing ore cart for a ride into another area of the mine. Save time and steps by taking the mine elevator to the surface. If a guard is in hot pursuit, slow him up by sacrificing one of the money bags. You're the bag man, and your goal is dough.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Well, you picked bag man. You pretty good at bag man, Sean?
Yeah, I'm okay at it.
You know what language a bagman speaks?
No.
You?
No, it sounds like garbage to me.
Well, we learned here on Starcade a few shows ago, it's French. She's actually speaking French. Now, I'll give you just a couple of hints, and you might want to listen too, Penningtons. Because you only have 50 seconds, you can get the bonus points by getting the money in the wheelbarrow as fast as possible, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Sean, we wish you good luck. You'll do the playing, and Robbie will cheer you on. 50 seconds, get ready, get set, play. Watch out. Oh, going for that money. That's a tough one. You played this game before. Way to go. Picking up the bonus points. That's the way to do it. Plenty of time. Oops. Jumped too soon. Are you going to wait? Maybe he's going to take a ride. Nope, didn't take a ride. Got to get those points. You got 3 mines, 3 playing areas to go to if you want to. He's going to take a ride. Lug out. Right on past him. Here he goes to the next mine. Picking up the money. He's going to ride right back. He knows what he's doing. Look out. And the guard got him. Okay, Sean, way to go. You may have taken... You may have taken just too long a ride that time, but you did okay. 4,080 points. Now you can go on back.
All right.
And let's have the Penningtons come on up. Nova and Stephanie. Turn right around this way, if you will, Steph. I know you want to get set to play pretty soon. You played Bagman before?
I have, but I'm no good at it.
Oh, they picked a game that they were good at, and maybe you weren't. But maybe you learned something by watching them, do you think?
No.
Good luck anyway, Stephanie. I'm not sure I like your confidence, but we'll see. Nova, right over here. Okay, you have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Got some money. Watch out for the guard. Here he comes. Oh, he went the wrong way. Up she goes. There she goes. Okay, you picked up a bonus. Good for you. Yeah, look out! Oh, that's all right. You got one more coming up. Here we go. Make a move. There we go. Guard's coming down. Uh-oh, he found you this time. He's coming after you. Get up! Oh, up, up, up! Look out! Look out! Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 8,620. I don't know. That doesn't sound much like French to me. Let's get on back, and we'll find out who's going to play the Name the Game board. All right, now, as you know, you both had a chance to play Gyrus and Bagman, and now one team is going to play for a very special prize. So let's total up the scores from both games, and we'll find out who gets to play the Name the Game board. The Beasleys have a total of 11,480. Penningtons, 6,420. Looks like the Beasleys are going to play the Name of the Game board. Come on down, Beasleys. Robbie and Sean, right here, if you will, please, and face straight out there to the cameras. Now, behind you is the Name of the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win some neat prizes. So, Sean and you and Robbie, take a listen as Kevin tells us what they are.
For three correct answers, it's Mr. Disc, a compact personal portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc. And for four correct answers, Sicy Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sicy's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sicy's.
Thanks, Kevin. Now, you're going to have to answer alternately. So who's going to answer first? Okay, you'll be first. Turn around, please. Take a look at the Starcade Name the Game board. In the upper left-hand corner, Sean, and you'll start. Is that centipede or millipede?
Centipede.
Centipede is right. Good for you. Next one. Is that worm one or nibbler?
Worm one.
Worm one. No, sorry, wrong. Number three. Is that berserk or robot run?
Berserk.
Berserk is right. One more for the prize. Let's see if you can do it, Robbie. Is that frenzy or lost tomb?
Lost Tomb.
Lost Tomb is right. Good for you. You got yourself a Mr. Disc. Playing fine. You played good as a father and son. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a second to see who plays the final round and who has a chance to win that great video arcade game, Tron.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade Hotline. Computer technology has managed to bring together the sophisticated music of Bach and the excitement of video games. The combination is a space game called Gyrus. Bach's music has been programmed into the computer chip. As the player travels through space, Bach is with him, urging him on, changing in intensity to match the action. It's quite a combination, and it's here on Starcade. And back to Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much, Kevin. You can be sure you'll see the brand new video arcade games right here on Starcade first. Okay, now we're at round number two in the big challenge. There's only one game left to play, and this time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top score in all games is going to get a chance to win that video arcade game. Today it is Tron. Okay, here's your last question. Do you have a favorite game up there, Stephanie?
Yeah, I like Xevious.
You like Xevious. Okay, then you're going to want to try to answer this quick. You've been bouncing in both times, but you're wrong both times. See if you can get it right this time, because you guys need some points. Here's a question. In Donkey Kong, how many hammers are there on the first screen? Yes, Beasley's.
Two.
No. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it is two. Right. Right you are. Two is right. The choice is between three and two. You got two, and so looks like you get to choose the final game. The mystery game is yet to be picked. We have Xevious up there, Time Pilot, and Buck Rogers. What will you play?
Time Pilot.
Time Pilot it is. The mystery game was Buck Rogers, but we're going to play Time Pilot, and let's see how we play that, Kev.
If you've ever dreamed of a journey through time, get ready because you're about to become the Time Pilot, racing your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines from the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future. Rescue parachuting pilots for extra points as you race through time. 100 years will pass before the eyes of the Time Pilot.
All right, Sean and Robbie Beasley, you guys make a heck of a team. You're doing great. This is Time Pilot. You've each played a game. Who's going to play this final game?
Robbie.
You know, I would have thought that you would have played it. He has a lot of confidence in you, Robbie.
Yeah.
But you must be playing these games while he's in school.
Well, I've got to take him out. You know, he drags me in there, so while he's doing that, I got to do something.
All right, you have a big
he
pardon?
Drags me in there.
You have 40 seconds to play Time Pilot. Watch out you don't get hit by any of the missiles or the other bullets. Shoot as many planes down as you can. Turn around, Rob, and turn around, Sean. Wish you good luck. Ready? Get set. Play. And here we go. Going fine, 10 seconds, 14,000 points. Another plane coming up. You get a couple more points here. 15,200 points. Boy, you're some player, Robbie. Congratulations. You proud of him, Sean?
Kinda.
Get out of here. Okay, Pennington, come on up. Now, let's see, Stephanie and Nova, come turn right around here so I can chat with you. They gave you some target to go for, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Who's going to play this game?
Me.
All right, Stephanie, all I can tell you is this. The parachutes are going to score some bonus points, so you want to go for the parachutes. You need that, and the enemy formations, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck to you. Turn around, you'll have the same amount of time, 40 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Start firing. Here we go. You get some more points here. Start firing. 9,800 points. Okay, way to go, Stephanie. Well, yeah, but we freeze it before that score shows. All right, head on back. Let's see now who's going to get a chance to go for their very own Tron. We'll take a look at the final scores. Totaling up all the games, the Beasleys have a total score of 26,680. Pennington, you have a total of 16,220. Beasley, you're the winner. Congratulations to you. Boy, you have a great team. They were tough competition, the old Beasleys, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, nice people, though. I tell you what, we have some nice gifts for both of you for being here on the show. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, I certainly did.
I
didn't. You what? You didn't?
I did.
Oh, you did. Oh, well, I'm glad you both did then. Okay, and Beasleys, not only, of course, did you win something on Name the Game, but you're the champions for the day, and that means you've got something else. Kevin?
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor for Education, Home Finance, and Entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
And would you like to take Tron home with you?
Yes.
We'll see if you can right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the Starcade audience will receive Return of the Jedi. The saga continues with Yoda, the Ewoks, Darth Vader, R2, and C-3PO. Available at fine gift and toy stores everywhere from Adam Joseph Industries. May the Force be with you. And Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action. The thumbless approach to higher scores. Available at Toys R Us and local dealers nationwide. The Trigger Command joystick from Electric Concepts. And Electronic Fun with Computers and Games. It's the magazine of the computer age. Fun to read, witty, and informative. It's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages. Electronic Fun with Computers and Games.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Beasley's, now it's a big challenge. A chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Buck Rogers and Xevious. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Buck Rogers, you'd have to score at least 2,805 points. If you picked Xevious, you'd have to score at least 1,492 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these very same games. Now, understand you reached your decision and you picked Buck Rogers, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, yes. Buck Rogers it is.
It's the 25th century, and your mission as Buck Rogers is to liberate the planet of Zoom from the evil source ship. Race through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city, avoiding alien ships and heavy ground forces to reach the enemy source ship. You're the superhero of all time on a mission to rescue a planet. You're Buck Rogers.
Okay, we're going for Tron to see who can take that home, or if you can take it home. Who's going to play it this time?
Sean's going to do it for us.
You're going to do it. Now that it really counts, you're going to play, huh? All right, Sean, we wish you good luck. This is Buck Rogers. Just be careful that you don't get hit. We have a fast and a slow button. Some people use it, some people forget about it. What are you going to do?
Use it.
You're going to use it.
Yeah, I put my speed up to high, and you can go faster, and you can shoot. Get to a point where you can shoot more things because they're coming at you faster.
All right, and you want a lot of points in a shorter amount of time. You have 30 seconds. 2,805 points is what you're going for. Do that, and you win Tron. Ready? Get set. Play. Oh, okay, another jet coming up. Plenty of time. Keep shooting. Whoa. Be careful, this is the last one you have. 1,000 points. 13 seconds. Go, go, go. 19. Oh, well, it came up from behind you, they hit you in front, so you don't get Tron, but I thought you guys played very well. You make a heck of a team.
All right.
How about congratulating each other?
Good,
yes, you're a good team. I know you're disappointed, Sean, but you played a good game. All right, that's it for today's Starcade. Thanks, everyone out there. Thanks for coming. Nice to have you watching us. This is Jeff Edwards. May all your troubles get zapped. See you on the next game.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.